I'm Keith Sullivan, starting today's look at Lives and Times with the death notices from the Tuesday, April 23rd edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town: in Avon, Matthew R. Griffin, Diane C. Koch. Berlin, Peter S. Dees. Bloomfield, Thelma V. Collins, Stanley L. Henderson. In Canton, Kim A. Jenks. Deep River, Joan Lockwood. East Granby, Jim Moody. East Hampton, Lawrence J. Geisen. East Hartford, Lydia Mendina. Nancy O'Connell. Enfield, Martha Dazadu Doak. Essex, Joan Lockwood. Farmington, Gladys L. Adams. Alice R. Swank. In Glastonbury, Dr. Stephen J. Soberman. In Granby, Kim A. Jenks, Jim Moody. Hartford, Gladys A. Adams, Thelma V. Collins, Stanley L. Henderson, William J. Puro, Robert B. Zajac. In Manchester, William E. Borden III, Thomas M. Canellian, Lydia Medina. Middletown, Phyllis S. Vincey. New Britain, William Bowden, Thomas M. Carnelli. In Newington, Joseph P. Boveridge, Alice R. Swank. Other towns in Connecticut, Thomas W. Boyce, Jr. Out of state, Constance M. Wells. Plainfield, William Bowden. In Rocky Hill, William J. Perot. Simsbury, Matthew R. Griffin. In South Windsor, Robert J. Vassalette, Greta Wallace. Southington, Eric R. Kasner. Unionville, Diane C. Koch. West Hartford, Marion Brand. Serge L. Forgine, Dr. Stephen J. Soberman, Ann Turley. Wethersfield, Nancy O'Connell. Windsor, William E. Borden III, Robert J. Vassalette. Windsor Locks, Albert A. K. Ross, Jr. The obituaries are as follows. Stanley J. Henderson, 72, of Hartford, departed this life on Thursday, April the 11th. A celebration of Stanley's life will take place on Saturday, April 27th, 11 a.m., with a visitation from 10 to 11 a.m. at Shiloh Baptist Church, 350 Albany Avenue in Hartford. Interment will take place at a later date in Wausau, Virginia. The Howard Cahill Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Phyllis Vincey, 80, of Middletown, passed away April the 17th with her beloved husband of 50 years, Lewis, and her family by her side. There will be a graveside service for Phyllis's family and friends at St. Sebastian's Cemetery on Route 66 in Middlefield at 12:30 p.m. on April the 25th. Lydia Medina, known as Martha, 98, of East Hartford, formerly of Manchester, beloved wife of the late Manuel Medina, passed away peacefully on Thursday, April the 18th. Relatives and friends may pay their respects to the family on Thursday, April 25th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon, with a service at 12 noon at the DeSopo Funeral Chapel, 277 Fallingbrook Boulevard, Wethersfield. Interment will follow in Cedar Hill Cemetery, Section 12, 453 Fairfield Avenue, Hartford. Marion Bard passed away on April the 20th. She was the beloved wife of the late John Paul Bard, with whom she shared 63 wonderful years of marriage. Calling hours will be Thursday, April 25th, 8:30 a.m. at the Church of St. Peter Claver, Parish Hall, 47 Pleasant Street, West Hartford, with a mass of Christian burial following at 10 a.m. in the church. Interment will follow the mass in Fabu Cemetery, West Hartford. Thomas William Boyce, Jr., of Waterford, passed away of natural causes on April the 13th, while traveling to visit family in Portland, Oregon. A gathering of family, friends, and all who knew Tom will be held on Friday, May the 3rd, 4:30 to 7:30 p.m. at Langley's Restaurant, Great Neck Country Club in Waterford. Joanne Joey Lockwood of Deep River passed away peacefully on April the 17th. She was the beloved wife of Edmund Southworth. A celebration of life will be held on Saturday, May the 11th at 1 p.m. at Landing and Main Restaurant in Deep River. The Robinson, Wright, and Weimer Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Alice Rose Swank, formerly of Newington, passed away peacefully on Thursday, April 18th at Brookdale Gables in Farmington. She was 95 years old. There will be a calling hour on Thursday, April 25th, 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at St. Mary's Star of the Sea Church, 145 Main Street, Unionville, followed by a 10:30 a.m. Mass of Christian burial at the church. Burial will follow in St. Mary's Cemetery in Avon. Matthew Richard Griffin, 29, passed away April the 18th, surrounded by his loving family. His family will receive relatives and friends on Thursday, April 25th, from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Kamen Funeral Home and Family Center, 301 Country Club Road, Avon. A Mass of Christian burial to celebrate Matthew's life will be held on Friday, April 26th, directly at 1 p.m. at the Church of St. Anne, 289 Arch Road in Avon. Burial will be private in West Avon Cemetery. Thelma B. Collins, 89, of Hartford, departed this life on Wednesday, April the 10th. A celebration of Thelma's life will take place Friday, April 26th at 7 p.m. with a wake from 5 to 7 p.m. at Christ Church of Deliverance, 159 Blue Hills Avenue in Hartford. A viewing will take place the following day, Saturday, April 27th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Henry L. Fuqua Funeral Service, 94 Granby Street in Bloomfield. The HKH Funeral Service has charge of arrangements. Johnny D. Donato, 89, of Manchester, ended into eternal rest, surrounded by his loving family on Sunday, April the 21st. Relatives and friends are invited to the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street, Manchester, for a visitation on Thursday, April 25th, 3 to 8 p.m. A Mass of Christian burial will be held at St. Bartholomew's Church, 736 Middle Turnpike in Manchester, Friday, April the 26th at 10 a.m. Please meet directly at the church. The burial will be held privately at the convenience of the family. Ann Turley, 88, of West Hartford, beloved wife of 61 years, to the late William Turley Sr., passed away peacefully surrounded by her children on Saturday, April the 20th. Calling hours will be Friday, April 26th, from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Sheehan Hill Bonvreen Funeral Home, 1084 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford, followed by an 11 a.m. Mass of Christian burial at the Church of St. Peter Claver, 47 Pleasant Street, West Hartford. Burial will be in Fabu Cemetery, West Hartford. William Edward Borden III, 69, of Manchester, passed away peacefully on Wednesday, April the 10th, at his home. His family will receive relatives and friends on Thursday, April 25th, 4 to 5 p.m., followed by a prayer service at 5 p.m. at the Kamen Windsor Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. A private entombment service will be held at Mount St. Benedict Cemetery Mausoleum in Bloomfield. Kim Andrea Jenks, 65, of Southwick, Massachusetts, passed away unexpectedly on April the 17th. A celebration of Kim's life will be held on Sunday, May the 19th, from 2 to 6 p.m. at the Brass Rail, 90 Point Grove Road in Southwick, Massachusetts. Miss Constance Connie Martha Wells, age 73, of Takata, passed away peacefully on Thursday, April 11th, at Laurel Lodge Assisted Living and Memory Care Center in Cleveland, Georgia. The family will host a celebration of life service on Thursday, May 9th, 6 p.m. in the Parish Hall at St. Matthias Episcopal Church. The Whitlock Mortuary Funerals and Cremations has charge of the arrangements. Serge L. Frugi, 70, of West Hartford, beloved husband of Dara Fuji, passed away on Wednesday, April 17th, surrounded by his family. Calling hours will be Tuesday, April the 30th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Sheehan Hillbond Breen Funeral Home, 1084 New Britain Avenue, West Hartford, followed by a 1 p.m. memorial service at the funeral home. William Bill Joseph Perrow, 78, of Rocky Hill, entered into peaceful rest on Thursday, April the 16th. A private service will take place at the convenience of the family. The Sheehan Hillbond Breen Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Jim Moody, 69, of East Granby, passed away unexpectedly but peacefully at home on Tuesday, April the 16th. Burial will be private. Common Funeral Home of Granby has care of the arrangements. Nancy O'Connor, 86, also known as Marie or Nancy Lee, passed away on April the 18th at Manchester Rehabilitation Center. At her request, there will be no calling hours. For those who would like to say goodbye, please meet us at Christ the King Parish, Corpus Christi Church, 601 Silestine Highway in Wethersfield, for a Mass of Christian Burial to be held on Friday, April 26th at 10 a.m. Burial will be immediately following in Rose Hill Memorial Park, 580 Elm Street, Rocky Hill. Laurice Joy Grayson, 47, of West Palm Beach, Florida, formerly of East Hampton, passed away Wednesday, April the 17th at Hartford Hospital. Family and friends are welcome to visit at 10 a.m. with a memorial service to follow 11 a.m. on Saturday, April 27th at the Church of Christ, 595 Tolland Turnpike in Manchester. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Diane C. Koch, 85, of Unionville, passed away peacefully Friday, April 19th. She was the beloved wife of Russell Koch for 63 years. A visitation will be held Wednesday, April 24th, 6 to 8 p.m. at the Carmen Funeral Home and Family Center, 301 Country Club Road, Avon. Family and friends may gather Thursday, April 25th, 10:15 a.m. at Carmen's, followed by a Mass of Christian Burial at the Church of St. Anne, 289 Arch Road, Avon, at 11 a.m. Burial will follow in St. Anne's Cemetery. Joseph Paul Bovridge, Sr., age 94, of Newington, peacefully passed away on April the 20th. Private services will be held for Paul. Robert J. Vassalette, 89, of Windsor, beloved husband for 41 years, to Donna Marie Vassalette, passed away peacefully Friday, April 19th at Hartford Hospital. His family will receive relatives and friends on Tuesday, April 23rd, 9 to 10:30 a.m. at the Carmen Pequannock Funeral Home, 1816 Pequannock Avenue, in Windsor. A Mass of Christian Burial will follow at 11 a.m. at St. Damien of Malachi Parish, St. Joseph's Church, 1747 Pequannock Avenue in Windsor. Entombment will follow in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery Mausoleum, Bloomfield. Dr. Stephen Jacob Sobelman passed away Thursday, April the 18th, at St. Joseph's Hospital in Savannah, Georgia. He was surrounded by his loving family and puppy, Callie. Please join us for a celebration of Dr. Steve's life at Temple Beth Hayil in South Windsor on Friday, April 26th at 11 a.m. Peter Dees, 84, of Berlin, passed away on Thursday, April 18th. A funeral service will be held at St. George Greek Orthodox Church on Thursday, April 25th, 11 a.m. That's at 433 Fairfield Avenue, Hartford. Burial will be private at the convenience of the family in Rose Hill Cemetery, Rocky Hill. Mary Jane Nash, 81, beloved wife of 51 years to the late Gerald Nash of Rocky Hill, died peacefully on Saturday, April the 20th, surrounded by her loving family. Calling hours will be held Friday, April 26th, from 4 to 6 p.m. at Rose Hill Funeral Home, 580 Elm Street, Rocky Hill. A celebration of life service will be held Saturday, April 27th, at 10 a.m., also at Rose Hill Funeral Home. Robert Bruce Zajac, 77, of Hartford, peacefully passed away at home. There is no date of death listed. Robert's family will receive relatives and friends on Thursday, April 25th, 9 to 10 a.m. at the Kamen Funeral Home, 807 Bloomfield Avenue, Windsor. A funeral service will follow beginning at 10 a.m. Burial will follow in Mount St. Benedict Cemetery, Bloomfield. Gladys Libby Adams, 96, entered into eternal peace on the evening of April the 20th in Hartford. There are no calling hours. A graveside service will be held at Mount St. Benedict Cemetery in Bloomfield. The Sheeran Hillbourn Breen Funeral Home has charge of arrangements. Thomas Moore Canellan, 71, of New Britain, husband of his beloved wife Linda, for 42 years, passed away on Tuesday, April the 17th, at the Hospital of Central Connecticut, New Britain campus. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated on Friday, April 26th, 10:30 a.m. at St. Maurice Church, 100 Whiteman Road in New Britain. There are no calling hours. Greta Wallace, 94, of South Windsor, beloved wife of 51 years to the late Thomas R. Wallace, Sr., passed away peacefully surrounded by her family on Friday, April the 19th. A time of visitation for family and friends will be held Wednesday, April 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. at the Samsel and Carmen Funeral Home, 419 Buckland Road, South Windsor. A funeral service will be celebrated on Thursday, April 25th, beginning at 11 a.m. at the funeral home. Burial will follow in Wapping Cemetery, South Windsor. Eric Raymond Kastner, 44, of Southington, passed away unexpectedly April the 18th. A funeral service will be held at 10 a.m. on Saturday, April 27th, at Faith Living Church, 20 Grove Street in Plantsville. Please meet directly at the church. Burial will follow in South End Cemetery, Southington. Calling hours will be from 4 to 8 p.m. on Friday, April the 26th, at the Plantsville Funeral Home, 975 South Main Street in Plantsville. We take a look now at the Wednesday, April the 24th edition of the Hartford Courant. Death notices by town. In Berlin, Blaine D. Latini. Bristol, Martha Sajakowitz. Burlington, Martha Sajakowitz. Canton, Carolyn L. Dziak. Colchester, John R. DeZilla. Columbia, Mary Jane Nash. East Hampton, Barbara Gibbons. East Hartford, Carlton R. Owens. Ellington, Jean M. Grill, John J. Krempko, Richard E. Riley, Jr. Infield, Judith Spitzer. Glastonbury, Richard E. Riley, Jr. In Hartford, John R. DeZeta. and John J. Krepko, Kensington, Dr. Henrietta Bernil, Anne M. Malotti, Manchester, John Di Donato, Sherita L. Gay, Laurentine H. Nitzik, in Middletown, Barbara Gibbons, Kathleen A. Kilduff, New Britain, Dr. Henrietta Bernil, William F. Budden, Kathleen A. Kilduff, Elaine B. Lentini, Newington, Hedwig M. Bocan, other towns in Connecticut, Anita Ellen, John Slatek, Portland, David Finkelstein, Rocky Hill, Mary Jane Nash, Summers, Judith Spitzer, South Windsor, Jean M. Grill, Southington, Carol A. Lockenvich, Vernon, Carlton R. Owens, Wethersfield, Casario Valente, and in Windsor, Claudia L. Keeley. The obituaries are as follows. Richard E. Riley, Jr., 61, of Ellington, formerly of Glastonbury, beloved husband for 30 years to Olympia Riley, passed away peacefully at his home, surrounded by his family, on April the 22nd. Calling hours will be held Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 7 p.m. at the Ladd Tarkenton and Common Funeral Home, 551 Talcottville Road, Route 83 in Vernon. A mass of Christian burial will be celebrated Friday, April the 26th, beginning at 11 a.m. at the Church of St. Luke, 141 Maple Street in Ellington. Please meet directly at the church. Burial will follow in Ellington Center Cemetery. On April 18th, Barbara Woodbury Gibbons, wife of Richard Tuttle Gibbons, passed away in the presence of her family at her home in Middle Haddam. A celebration of life will be held at the Gibbons home, 115 Middle Haddam Road in Middle Haddam, on Wednesday, June 26th at 2 p.m. A private burial will be held at the convenience of the family. Judith R. Spitzer, 87, peacefully passed away on Sunday at Bay State Medical Center. There will be a graveside service at Sinai Memorial Park, 584 College Street in Springfield, Massachusetts, Friday, April the 26th at 11 a.m. David Finkelstein of Portland passed away at home on Monday evening, April 22nd. He was the loving husband of Myra Finkelstein, with whom he shared 53 years of marriage. A graveside service will be held Thursday, April 25th, at Adath Israel Cemetery, 714 Pine Street in Middletown. Sherita L. Gay, 51, of Manchester, passed away in Hartford Hospital on Thursday, April the 18th. Family and friends may call at the John F. Tierney Funeral Home, 219 West Center Street, Manchester, Friday, April the 26th, from 9 to 11 a.m. A funeral service will be held at Rockville United Methodist Church, 142 Grove Street in Rockville, at 12 noon. Burial will immediately follow in South Cemetery in Tolland. Hedwig Hetty M. Bocan, 95, of Newington, passed away on Sunday, April the 21st. Relatives and friends are invited to call on Friday, April 26th, 9:30 to 11 a.m. at the Duska Family Funeral Home in Newington. A funeral service will follow directly at 11 a.m. at Newington Memorial. Hetty will be laid to rest beside her husband Frank in West Meadow Cemetery, 679 Willard Avenue, Newington. John Joseph Krepko, 61, passed away Wednesday, March the 20th, in his home. A memorial service will be held Saturday, April 27th, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon at Ladd and Common Funeral Home, 19 Ellington Avenue, Vernon. Anne Marie Martoli of Kensington passed away peacefully April the 7th at the age of 78. Family and friends were invited to calling hours at Berlin Memorial Funeral Home, 96 Main Street, Kensington, Saturday, April 27th from 10 to 11:30 a.m. A prayer service will be held in the funeral home at 11:30 a.m. Interment will follow in Simsbury Center Cemetery. It is with sadness that Lisa Ellen, Gary Ellen, and Randy Ellen announced the passing of Anita Ellen of Thomaston on Sunday, April the 21st. For information about the funeral services, please visit www.caseyfunerals.com. Maria Sijakowski, 62, of Burlington, ended into eternal life on Sunday, January the 21st, at Hartford Hospital. Calling hours will be held Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. at Dunn Funeral Home, 191 West Street in Bristol. A Mass of Christian Burial will be held Friday, 10:30 a.m. at St. Gregory the Great Church, with burial to follow in St. Joseph's Cemetery. Laurentine Peggy H. Nisnik, 95, of Manchester, beloved wife of Joseph Nisnik, passed away at home surrounded by her loving family on Sunday, April the 21st. Services will be private and will be held at the convenience of the family. Cassaro Valentini, 94, longtime resident of Wethersfield, and beloved husband to Angela Valentini for 68 years, ended peacefully into eternal rest on Monday, April the 22nd, surrounded by his family. Funeral services and burial will be private at the convenience of the family. Henrietta Bernal of Kensington passed away on April the 19th in New Britain. Calling hours will be Thursday, April 25th, 4 to 7 p.m. at the Erickson Hansen Funeral Home of Berlin, 111 Chamberlain Highway, Berlin. Funeral services will be held Friday, April 26th, 10 a.m. at the funeral home, followed by a Mass of Christian Burial, 12 noon at St. Mary Church, St. Joaquin Parish, 544 Main Street, New Britain. Burial will be at St. Mary's Cemetery and will follow the Mass. Carolyn Driedzik, 80, of Collinsville, passed away peacefully surrounded by family and friends. There is no date of death listed. However, visitation will be held on Thursday, April 25th, 5 to 8 p.m. at the Vincent Funeral Home, 120 Albany Turnpike, Canton. A celebration of life will be held at 11 a.m. on Friday, April 26th at Christ Community Church, 7 South Street in Collinsville. I'm Keith Sullivan. Hope you have a fantastic day. Stay safe, healthy, and happy. We'll talk again real soon.
If you would like to make a donation to Chris Radio in honor of a friend or relative, please mail it to Chris Radio, 315 Windsor Avenue, Windsor, Connecticut, 06095.